Sermon, Come Unto Me. Nîmes, France, October 17, 1886. October 17, 1886, 8 p.m. Sermon at Nîmes, France, Sunday. Text, Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We find in our world, everywhere, those who are oppressed and are laboring under discouragement. Our Savior has invited such to come unto him. And why do they not comply? The reason is that they are separated from Jesus Christ. If they would only come to him, they would find comfort. But it is a difficult matter to believe. Should we exercise faith, then we should accept the invitation and take the yoke of Christ. But instead of taking the yoke of Christ, many take their own yokes and thus find themselves in difficulty. The fashion of this age is not to be our standard. Christ, in his day, had a work to do in breaking the bonds that bound the people to the world. So it has been in every age. Satan makes yokes, and the people take them on. These yokes are heavy because they are not in conformity with the requirements of God and his 10 holy precepts. But it is our duty to obey God and wear the yoke prepared by God. We have an enemy, a wily foe, who presents to us that the yoke of Christ is galling. He will represent that we shall have to give up everything that would afford us pleasure, that in obeying God we must yield up our own will and submit to arbitrary laws. Satan is directly opposed to the transforming work that would fit us to be the children of God and to be partakers of his blessing. It is our duty to love God with all our heart and soul and spirit in return for what he has done for us. It is our privilege to live out the principles laid down in the Word of God. Should we do so and carry out the teachings in our families, there would be a different order of things than we now see. Great responsibilities rest upon every parent. They have a duty to educate their children and to bring them up in the fear of God. The children need transforming, and this will involve a constant work on the part of the parent. The children must be taught to respect and revere God, and this will take a constant effort. Should this be done, we should see more tenderness of heart combined with all other Christian graces manifested in the children that have been given us. These graces must be instilled in our children that they may be enabled to resist the evil tendencies of this age. Abraham was faithful in educating his children, and in this he pleased God. This duty cannot be performed in our own strength, but our help is in Christ, and we hear the invitation, Come unto me. Verse 28. Now the condition is to come and submit to the conditions laid down in his word. We are not to contend for our own ways, but to conform to the will of God. We are here as probationers to perfect character for eternal life. We must realize the merits of Jesus and seek to be like him, for he is our perfect pattern. It is the privilege of parents to instill in their children the principles of Christ. And while thus doing, they themselves are learning lessons that will fit them for heaven. These lessons will assist us to wear the yoke of Christ. We shall find it perfectly easy, and thus we may find an open door to heaven, and light will emanate and shine upon our pathway. Thus every mother can receive help to faithfully discharge her duty to her children. Again, Christ says, Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Verse 29. We are students in the school of Christ to learn our duty, and this involves a duty to diligently search the Scriptures. In them, God, through His prophets, has given instruction as to how to secure eternal life. Shall we be indifferent to this instruction? To understand the truth will require effort on our part, but we can gain that necessary knowledge with the help of Christ. He has died for us, He appreciates all our efforts, and He ever stands ready to assist those who are striving to gain the necessary knowledge. Here is the admonition: Come and learn of me. How difficult to enter the school of Christ by giving up our wills and submitting to the will of our Heavenly Father. Christ knows our weakness. He has given us promises to encourage us by the way and is ever ready to bear our burdens for us if we will bring them to Him. In Christ is all fullness, and the Father has acknowledged Him as His Son, and at His baptism the words were heard from heaven: This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 17. Through Christ we can gain access to the Father. The door of heaven is ajar, and light will come to us as it did to Jesus Christ, and we can be lights to the world. We must learn humility. When this lesson is fully learned, the yoke will rest easily upon us.
The question is, are we learners in the school of Christ? Are we making advancement in divine life? Are we better acquainted with our duty today than in the past? Are we ready to confess Christ to our fellow men? If so, then we are learning the lessons required. And as Christ knows every one of our sorrows, He stands ready to render that help that we need. But if our lives are not in harmony with our divine Master, then the yoke galls. If Christ tells us to come unto Him with our burdens, why not come and find rest in Christ? We have a heaven to win. We must be sanctified through the truth in obedience. Then again, there are our children. They must be guarded on the right and on the left, for temptations will meet them on every hand, and they need to be taught to come to their Savior for divine help. Educate them to wear Christ's yoke. It is our privilege to be co-workers with Christ. It is a great blessing to be thus connected with the majesty of heaven. We are commanded to come out from the world, and if we comply, the promise is that He will be a Father unto us. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Here we are exhorted to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, in order to be partakers of the joy of heaven. That inheritance will measure with the life of God. Should we receive the honor of this world, we cannot expect to receive the honor of heaven. What we need is a strong hold on the throne of God. Our only hope is in Christ. If we reject the Star of Light, then He will reject us. Had He not made the sacrifice for us, then there would have been no hope, and every child of Adam would have been left in bondage of sin. The golden chain that unites earth and heaven is to elevate man and bring him on a higher plane, and thus bring him in connection with the rays of light from heaven. Thus we can be made more precious in the sight of God than the golden wedge of Ophir. I wish that I could carry your minds to the future glory, and could impress upon each the great sacrifice that had to be made to redeem man. It rests with you whether you will enjoy this glory. To obtain it, the will must be brought under subjection to the will of Christ. The rebellious cannot enter heaven. Satan was the first in rebellion, and his work is to lead others to disobey the mandates of Jehovah. To each one, God has given talents, and if we neglect to cultivate them, we shall fail and lose eternal life. Everything has been done for us that could be done to elevate man, and if we fail on our part, then the sacrifice has been in vain so far as we are concerned. Shall we be weighed and found wanting? Or shall we be with the white-robed throng? This will depend upon your course of action. If we are in the workshop of God, He will beautify us and polish us, and we shall be fitted for the heavenly mansions. Oh, the matchless charms of our loving Savior! There is nothing in earthly treasures. It is enough to look to Calvary. I want everyone to accept the salvation offered. All have something to do, and if they come off victors, they will cry, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us." Will you have eternal life? If so, you must turn away from the pleasures of the world. The wickedness in this age is as great as it was in the days of Noah. But one man was found that walked with God even in the crooked and perverse generation. Enoch kept his mind stayed upon God, and God did not leave him, but finally took him from this sinful world. This man was a representative of those who will be translated to heaven when Christ comes to gather his people. Are we ready for the appearing of Christ? Are we constantly seeking God for strength to stand against the wiles of the enemy? Have we washed our robes and made them clean in the blood of the Lamb? God is in earnest with us and claims all the power of our being. We need the great physician to heal us. We need more of heaven and less of self. We must be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, what love has been manifested for us! The divine Son of God left the throne of heaven and gave his life for us, and for our sakes became poor. He clothed his divinity with humanity. Now, in return, are you willing to deny self and follow your Savior? Oh, do not trifle away the few moments left us by seeking worldly honor and thus lose the precious boon of everlasting life.